to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. I'm so happy you're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music. Good afternoon. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, on CJSF 90.1 FM, your local community radio station. I'm Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning into 90.1 FM. We're a really epic radio station, and there's a lot of really epic sounds going on over here, so you should definitely stick around to hear, you know, just some all-around amazing sounds and music. Today, I'll be talking about my experience, the 26th annual Shambhala Music Festival that just happened in Salmo, British Columbia last weekend, which was so epic and so fun and so cool and so awesome. I attended this year like I do every year, and I want to talk about and share just some of my favorite sets, some of my favorite music, some of the favorite artists that I got to see, some of the really cool experiences I had, my favorite stages, my favorite like sounds that I heard this weekend. Just a really epic episode about my experience at this stunning, amazing, gorgeous music festival that happens here in British Columbia every single year. It's crazy. Anyway, so stick around to hear so much more about it and some really awesome sounds. I've got some great music, and everyone I'm playing this week today for this next hour was performing at Shambhala Music Festival this year, and it's such an amazing, epic sound time for music and sharing and rejoicing in epic sounds. Speaking of epic sounds, we're going to start off really chill and relax, and then we're going to build up into some more less chill stuff. But for now, we're keeping it chill. Here is Sounds by Johnny Fiasco. This is the Nima G and Lenny Kisser remix. Here's Sounds.
Can you feel the sounds? Sounds.
Hello, this is Boris Chassaing. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories, local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
so fun, so cool. That was just Questions by Meow Mix, who plays at Shambhala every single year. This is Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and today I'm talking about Shambhala, my experience at the festival this year. Such a great year. That was just Meow Mix, who is an all-female DJ group from BC. They play a set at the Living Room every single year at Shambhala, and I went and saw them this year. They were really cool. They were really epic. I love that it's an all-female, like, kind of an older woman DJ group. I think that's really neat and just, like, cool to see. They had some sick sounds, some wonderful tunes, some just great overall vibes over at that stage. The Living Room at Shambhala is actually probably one of my favorite stages. There's just such epic vibes there. I love how it's near the river and people can, like, float around the stage, like, while there's people playing. Like, it's just, like, such a party. And I love that there's, like, places to sit and, like, relax. And it feels really safe to me at that stage. Like, if I need a minute to, like, chill and, like, relax, like, the Living Room is where you go. So I really love that stage. And they have just really, really cool artists come to that stage. And I really like the sounds there. I love, again, the river that's right next to it. It's really nice. Sunset there is really cool. It's just a great stage. Honestly, a little bit underrated. I feel like a lot of other stages get a lot of the hype. Well deserved. But you know what? One thing about the Living Room, though, they need better merch. I would have loved to get, like, a t-shirt or something. I got a sticker. And the sticker is really cool. But I wanted, like, a t-shirt or something, and they didn't have any, and I was like, aw, but it's okay. Maybe next year, maybe someone will get the word out that the Living Room needs. Anyway, on to more epic music and artists from Shambhala this year, because I did go, and this is my show, Raccoon City, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. And my name's Katie. Stick around, because I'm going to be talking about my top sets of the weekend, my favorite artists that I saw, some cool new experiences, the workshops I attended, and just all around epic, amazing conversation about this wonderful music festival. So definitely stick around to hear about it. I'm going to play more epic sounds from artists that were at Shambhala. So here is Untitled Synths by Opidian. We'll be right back.
Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Thank you.
Incredible. That was just Fade Together by It's Murph, whom played Fractal this year at Shambhala Music Festival. And you are listening to, currently, right now, Raccoon City, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name's Katie. Thanks for listening. It's Murph was probably one of my favorite sets of the weekend. I've been a fan of It's Murph for so long, like, and that is, like, it's weird because, like, I remember, like, finding Food for the Soul, like, I think 2 or 3 years ago, many years ago, and I just remember this one song, and I was like, oh, this artist is so cool, and, like, they literally only had one song out, and I was like, what the heck? But it really blew up recently, I think within the last, like, couple months, and he's really, like, I don't know, expanded, like, his range of music, and he's doing a lot of really cool collabs with a lot of huge artists and big names, so I think that's really ramping up his... Anyway, so the set was amazing. The set was crazy. Fractal was... insane. It's Murph. He just, like, plays with your ears, like, in such a crazy way that it's so much fun, and, like, it's really just really, really epic. So definitely listen to some It's Murph if you want to listen to really epic sounds. And I wanted to talk about some of my favorite sets of the weekend for some of my favorite artists that I saw at Shambhala this year. This year, I mean, every year, there's so many artist, like, conflictions, like, people you love playing at the same time at different stages, because there's so many different stages and such a wide variety of music. It's really hard to see everyone. But these are the ones that I saw that I, like, loved. Obviously, It's Murph. Another one at Fractal would be Neon Steve, Sophie Tucker, amazing, Alley Cat, and Illenium at the Village. Illenium surprised me because, like, listening to them live was a completely different experience, and I've never seen Illenium live before, and he truly rocked my socks off, especially at the Village, and I wasn't, like, expecting it. Like, I just happened to stumble upon it, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know you got down and dirty like that. Like, it was crazy. Like, I was taken aback. Illenium, you are something special. That was crazy. Anyway, so that was an awesome set, which I just wasn't expecting. I don't know. Anyway, you got to see him live. Opio at Fractal, Sticky Buds, and Bob Moses at the Living Room. Bob